I don't think so. Need to spin my hard drive up first, obviously.
Yep, it's registered.
Alright, ready when you are.
Alright, I'm ready.
Ready, set, go.
Alright. And before, this production company has only made one movie.
Ah, yeah, I imagine so.
I wonder why they need German
it's
and
a
Spanish.
British,
film.
German and Spanish, but not Scottish. They've got subtitles, but I bet that comes with all versions of the movie, since nobody can understand what the fuck these Scottish guys are saying.
Yeah. Wow, these are some fucking heads, mate.
Do you not want a shot? Are they selling heroin to these kids?
I think they might be. They're giving them a go on a sniper rifle or something. Oh, no, no.
Fuck off. They point you can't see rings like that.
They're like, yeah. Nils and Mitch. What's that? We went, Jesus Christ. Before they point at, like, a lady changing or some generic bullshit.
Can't see the fucking rings like that with a shitty telescope like that. Mm-hmm. 5 seconds.
Jesus,
kids are getting ripped off.
Yeah. In most movies you have people playing as Neds, but I think these are some real fucking Neds off the street. You can't fake being that malnourished and stupid.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure Neds don't give a fuck about outer space or Saturn, and all they care about.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Like how you're meant to be sympathetic to them.
Yeah,
here's what they care about: fucking selling fags.
See, now this is authentic. Going to bars, selling stuff they stole.
Yeah. I asked my mum the other day, like, what's the why do you only smoke one brand of cigarettes? What's the difference? And she was like, oh, you don't understand about the cigarettes. And she went on a big rant about how they're totally different. And they're just like, mm-hmm. Oh, fucking cancer sticks to me.
Yep. Tastes different.
Don't, does anyone smoke for the taste and to get a nicotine buzz?
Yeah, but they have a preference for the taste of how they get it.
Guys, don't know what that's a reference to.
Who's to you, Mrs. Robinson?
I don't know who Mrs. Robinson is. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a reference to a song.
A reference to a Carry On film or some bullshit. Maybe go another one. What are you doing, man?
What do you mean, man? Having flashbacks, mate?
Yeah, it's triggering me. The fat guy triggered me in several tubby Neds that I went to school with.
How about the skinny ones?
Oh, yeah, they're triggering me too.
Get triggered. Super fuck what?
When they see him wearing the helmet and not it's him. Yeah, I think this is like all amateur actors, isn't it? This
all
is like too real. I think this might be all amateur actors.
Because it looks too real.
It's like, they're just like, yeah, they're just,
stop.
The delivery of the line is,
Fucking hell, look at that mustache.
That's every Ned's face I've ever seen. Yeah. Yeah, they all have little spick mustaches. We're like, I'm a real fucking man now, I got a facial hair now. It's like a little peach fuzz.
Fucking hell, mate.
Because we're all malnourished.
I can honestly say, Australia's not this bad.
Yeah. The thing is that this is only the poor people in Scotland. You get normal middle class people here, and you get high class people who are obsessed with their status. But a typical Scottish father.
What? Telling you off because you weren't on time?
This game.
Is this triggering you and reminding you of your dad?
No. Actually, you know what? I don't know a Ned who has a dad. They're like niggers. Like,
probably not his dad.
Let's see, let's run through my friends. Yeah. I know a girl who's who had a dad, but he worked in an oil rig and he came home once a year. He lived in an oil rig. I know a girl whose dad died in a car accident. I know, maybe that's what she's been told. I know a guy whose parents were divorced and he lived with a mum. I know another guy who's divorced. I know a guy whose dad was in fucking prison.
What's he putting in his teeth?
He's smuggling drugs into the prison, I think.
Oh, okay. How do you know this? How do you know it was a prison?
Because they're talking about pulling up to a prison.
I didn't hear that. Alright, go on.
And my friend tells me a story about when his dad got out of prison briefly. He talks about it like it's a holiday or something. But I think it's he gets out of prison and immediately commits another crime and goes back in or something since you don't get fucking leave from prison. And like he gets out of the taxi and they see him and they're like immediately scared to see him since he's such an intimidating person, they run away and then like meet his dad.
Lol.
And he went back into prison for whatever it was.
Neds.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is already unrealistic that he has a dad at all.
I had that fun.
I think I still have that phone.
Good.
This is what Neds do. You see the fringe?
Yeah.
They all have that.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
It's I don't know disgusting. Why, since it looks so fucking gay, but...
It's
yeah.
so gross.
And it's all greasy as fuck, yeah. Here's something. I used to spike up my fringe.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Fucking hell.
With five big edgy spikes.
I went to school and every single person had spiked hair except for me, because I didn't like it.
Good.
Good. So what's he doing? Smuggling in
and
drugs
I even
for
used
his
to
mom? It's nice of him.
Yeah. I even used to dye them red, bright red, because it was very edgy.
You dyed he's gonna, the like, kiss spikes his mom and red?
Yeah, you just got a little
fucking
hairspray.
Who am I fucking...
Can.
I almost said, who am I fucking dating here? Then I was like, wait, no, we're not dating, we're just making a commentary. Fucking hell,
mate. You're fucking gay, mate. Dyes my hair. Oh no, I was fucking like 10 years old, give me a break. I didn't like it, was just to fit in. I didn't like it. Fucking.
Have you ever been to prison? To visit family members?
Yes. No. In primary one, they took us on a field trip to a prison.
Like, this is where you'll be, you little old bastards.
Yep, I remember it was clear indoctrination because they're talking about. Oh, how horrible it is, but they can't exactly tell kids, like, you get raped. So they had to be like, oh, you know how we warn you about bullies? Everyone's a bully in here. Oh, it stinks so much. And I remember putting my hand up and saying, it doesn't seem too bad. And they got really angry at me, since it's obvious propaganda to say, you're in the state now, matey boy, and this is what happens when you go through the fucking grinder, you little shit, so pay your taxes. But I'm just like, it doesn't seem too bad. And they got really fucking angry about it. And I remember, maybe because I said that, they put us all in, like, fucking 10 kids in one lift. And the guard is showing us around, pushes a button, and then he suddenly goes, oh, wait, and starts the elevator. Sorry, I was taking you to the floor that actually has prisoners on it. So he almost got us all raped or something. And then at the end of the field trip, as a quote-unquote joke, they said, all right, kids, come and get your fingerprints taken. Sure, they're all put in the bin and not put in a file or anything. And I said, I need to go to the toilet since even when I was like 5 years old, I knew, no, I don't want my fingerprints to be on a government file, thank you very much.
Yep.
So I got out of it and all our kids are getting nicked.
Very funny that this mother is like letting this man like abuse her and like ruin her life and her son's life and risk things with her.
Realism.
Yep, it is. All women will do this.
Yep.
Rab. That's a Scottish name. Rab.
Yeah, I know from crossed. Wish you were here. And they all have gold watches, like the dads do, who can afford it. That I've seen. And also something that really sums up scaffy people. When, like, someone who's, like, 16 years old, they talk about their grandpa, and I picture it as, like, a fucking 80-year-old person. Then it turns out they're, like, 40 or something, because, like, his dad had him when he was 12, and his dad had him when he was 12. So, like, look at the dad and the grandpa. They look the same age, but...
They're not the dad, and they're not the grandpa. He's refusing to, like...
Okay, I'm lost already.
He's refusing to give drugs to the mother, and these two are, like... This is the boyfriend.
That's the stepdad?
And they've set up... No, it's the boyfriend, and he's set up, like, a thing where he'll pass drugs, and she'll sell them inside, and he's actually sold them on the outside, since that's how it works out. And now they're going to bash him for not... Not selling drugs.
Okay, so who's the old man? Or this is just an undercover thing.
Yeah.
He's not really his grandpa. Okay. Well, my point still stands, and scaffy people all have grandparents that are like 30 years older than them.
Typical Scottish childhood.
Got high as fuck. Are they purposely kicking him in the balls?
They're purposely not kicking him in the face so that his mum doesn't see.
Top child abuse advice.
What does that mean?
Charlie Chaplin had a famous walk where he would walk bull-legged, like he'd been fucked up the ass.
He's gotten stuck on. How many fucking references are you going to make to old comedians, mate?
This is deep filmmaking.
I would get a gun and kill these two.
You're in Scotland. Can't control work, so you can't get a gun in Scotland. Even though I read about gun crime all the fucking time.
Yeah, I would kill a cop and take his gun.
You don't get... The cops don't have guns here.
There's some of them have it.
You're fucked, mate.
Special squads.
Although I went to school with a girl whose dad was in, the special squad. And he did have a gun at home, a pistol at home. And I always thought, if I ever need a gun, I know where one is. I'll just go to his house. It's getting that safe.
I know the scene from the trailer. Well, do little girls get called hen as well? Fucking hell, mate.
Yep. Hen's affectionate, cow's an insult, sheep slobber. Don't know very many ginger people, thankfully.
Can't believe you sprayed hair dye on your hair and you had your hair spiked.
I'm the only red-haired person I know. No, it was to fit in and be cool and edgy. And it worked.
Nobody else sprayed their stuff? So this is actually your idea?
Other people did it, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
I think other people gelled their hair up, and fewer people gelled it into spikes.
How's your balls?
I think I was the only person who dyed it, but everyone approved and thought it was hardcore.
Very funny the lengths that you went to fit in, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job trying to fit in. Literally trying to fit in.
I did it Cody style. No regrets, and it's the kind of environment where it's literally like a prison where if you don't mimic the other people and fit in, you might get stabbed.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your mates take knives to school?
They really. Yeah.
What kind of knives?
People would hide knives in very amusing places, like Swiss Army knives and little thumb flick knives.
Oh yeah.
And, combat knives or anything. And people bring letter openers to school. Which is pretty amusing, so I'm not sure you can stab someone with it.
His name is Pinball?
Well, nickname. Yeah, everyone has nicknames for some reason. I guess, because, you know, people want to bond with their friends more than they do their family.
Ayok.
Ayok. Ayok. Like, realistic directing there, where
is
the
this
old girl
is
immediately panting.
Who is this?
About his girlfriend, maybe? It's like normal Scottish skin from all the hair on.
This guy's so ugly. I guess it's a girlfriend. Or a friend.
It might be his mum, it's so hard to tell. We've already
met.
It's
the right age. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Since
like
they have kids at like 5 over there or some shit.
Yeah, like the same. Yeah, the closeness and age of families is a real fucking wizard scummy person trait. I remember a kid come at school saying like, oh, I'm an uncle now. Or it was something like his niece was older than him or something. And it's just like, what? Or like his gran was still having kids or something.
Fucking hell, mate.
It was just, or like, I know what it was. It was like, I've got a new uncle.
Oh,
and I
yes,
was thinking,
yeah,
it's like a marriage. And he's like, oh, the baby's been born.
Yep.
And I was just like, what the fuck? Why is your nan still, how can she still be capable of having kids?
She was
my nan's like fucking 70.
Yep,
and she's like, oh, she's only 39
really
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yep.
Looking out,
it's
and
very
of
funny
course
that she
can't stay with a man
that's
still popping him out.
She keeps saying nay, but the subtitles say no. It's literally, yeah, literally yeah, translating to English from Scottish.
Yeah. Sorted out. Look at me, Hex. I'm the captain now.
Is this like a typical Scottish face, this girl?
I don't know, she looks a bit too healthy. But, yeah. What do they call them? My sister used a term, something like Senga or something, for a female Ned.
I don't know.
Senga or something, and they all have their hair really tightly pulled back into ponytails. That's the one thing
fucking
I'll
up
say about women.
Really?
Otherwise, they're pretty much the same as the male Neds. Yeah, really, like how, like, you'd imagine you'd wear your hair if you were working around machinery or something, but none of them have any jobs. And is this his son? I can't tell if it's his little brother or his son, since
no,
again,
it's
scaffy.
It's the son of that Chantal person.
Okay.
His name is Callum.
I'm doxed. I'm doxed, man.
And before he crashes his stolen car of his and kills the baby.
Yep.
Did you get called wee man a lot when you were a kid?
Yes, because I was a manlet.
Fucking hell.
Please do not trigger me by calling me wee man.
Alright, wee man.
God. Should have probably not.
I wonder what's going
car,
to happen. That kid's going to die, isn't it?
My tension is dead as fuck. I mean, that's too edgy.
Kid's going to go flying through the windshield and go flying. We've got a wee man in the back.
Like a fucking missile or something.
Why is there a kiddie seat in the back? I guess because it wasn't actually filmed in a car and they're not allowed to not drive the kiddie
yeah
seat.
It's against the law. Yeah. Top status. It's just to imply that he's cultured. He likes astronomy and classical music.
Yeah, it's to make us sympathise with him.
He's got,
because there's nothing.
Is that
Scotland there? Is that typical
Scotland?
That bit in the background there.
Yep.
Is that Scotland right there?
I think this is filmed where. Yep. I think this is where Ellie Babe lives.
Fucking hell.
Like one of these little shitty Scaffy Towns. It's built around a coal mine that is defunct, so everyone's poor as shit.
I like to have to put fucking classical music on to try and cut out the fact that it's just Ned's like hooning around in a stolen car.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're actually watching, but we have to put classical music.
Yeah. What? The Neds listen to music that's, it's like almost dubstep. I think they call it house music.
Fucking hell, you have trailer parks there, mate.
Yep.
Fucking hell. Is that just gypos, or is
absolutely
that like
scaffy people? What's a gypo?
Gypsies.
Okay. Don't be racist, please.
Travellers.
No, this is...
Sorry, travellers.
Scottish people. No, travellers. Travellers ain't welcome around here.
That's horrific, mate.
Literally native Scottish people, yeah.
Fucking hell.
My uncle had a job changing the toilets in a static caravan's shared public toilet.
Fucking
when,
hell.
When, you know, the portaloos,
yep.
Portable toilets that you'd have on a construction site, that's what they would have for the whole community to use, and it was his job to clean out the septic tank.
Fucking hell. Well, I can see why, like, if that's only $6,000, that's cheaper than the cheapest possible thing you could get in Australia, so it's pretty good. Where's the baby?
It's gonna start gyrating the car, isn't it?
Couple of hens.
Barry's night out. A huge supply of pizza.
So is that typical Scotland right there? Is that what Scotland looks like?
I'm
very interested in this since movies rarely show what stuff actually looks like. Like, it's just bits in the background, but they'll never do an actual shot of the actual area for some reason.
Yeah, nice, lovely scenery with shitty houses full of shitty people in them.
Fucking hell,
this big cunt. Bastard. Oh, my adrenaline's
triggering.
Going up just looking at this
triggering.
Fucker.
Triggering.
It is triggering me. Just a wee bit of triggering. I was friends with two people who were almost that. They were quite almost that fat, but they weren't as much a big guy for you, and they were like sort of baby fat pudgy. Where you can tell they're like beaters with little soft feet. Like soft facial features, but this guy you can tell like the harsh brow. He's got very high testosterone. And he looks like a fucking Neanderthal. And this would be the kid. Like if anyone was a bully in my school, it would be this kid. But he just sort of like, not even on purpose. He'd throw his weight around for like if you come up behind your friend and pat him on the back, he'd fucking do this so hard he'd go stumbling forwards. And if we played any sort of game, he'd be like, everyone would sort of
I think they're fully aware of it, and
know,
they use their weight as much
your...
as they can deliberately to make themselves feel like big men.
Well, yeah when you're like playing like British Bulldogs or whatever, which is a game where you have to like tackle people so they can't go over the other end.
I've played it.
Like, no one would want to play with them.
Look at this, look at this guy, look at this guy, you can't understand why they're looking at women.
Absolute fucking fifty. Yeah. But anyway, I used to hate this big bastard. But then one day he comes in, face tripping him, so 1,000
porridge
stare,
porridge.
Traumatized.
Sorry, mate, go on.
And like everyone's whispering, have you heard what happened to him? Have you heard what happened to him? And I say, no, what happened? And they say he came home from school yesterday to find his mum hanging in the closet.
Oh, yeah. I remember
she was
this.
Dead. She'd
it's
hanged
great.
Herself in the closet.
It's fucking great.
And I just thought, yes, not the big man now, are you anymore? And I just like looked around and smiled to looking at him. And he's sitting at his desk just like staring at the wood, absolutely fucking traumatised. And he's never going to feel like the big man again. And it was just amazing. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Brilliant.
Because he didn't have a dad, so... Who knows what happened to him? Might have gone into an orphanage, probably some fuckboy somewhere. Buckfast bottle! Buckfast bottle!
Oh, yeah, it is a Buckfast bottle.
You see it
there? That's great, yeah.
That's some Bucky! Yeah, boy.
This is very fucking realistic, huh?
Yes.
It's true. Could be.
Yeah, that's literally how kids would tease each other, saying like, you should dad the fucking postman or something. It's like, no, my dad sells pretty much for a game. I remember once a girl actually asked me, do you have a dad? Like, this is the most craziest thing in the world. And I said, yes. And she got very sad since that. I can't think of anyone's... I know I met everyone's mum. I can't remember meeting anyone's dad. I think maybe... Oh, I knew one ginger kid, and I think I might have met his ginger nut dad. And I remember his mum asked my mum, is your wee nat lad nipped a bud yet?
Like a cock jockey. Bad as fuck.
Nice troll. His mum asked my mum, is your wee lad nipped a bud yet? And my mum had to come and ask me, what does nipping a bird mean? And I told her that it meant kissing a girl. Because she was like asking for advice, and her son probably already gotten the girl pregnant or something.
Fucking hell.
You're fucking dancing around.
Nay bother. And it says no bother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was in school, there was a guy who had a degenerative muscle disease where his muscles got weaker and weaker as time got on. And when I knew him, he was already in a wheelchair.
Spazzy.
And I would hear teachers talking about how they couldn't... He couldn't, like, lift his arm up to play, like, ping pong properly anymore or something hilarious like that. And I was like... And I hated this cunt. He was a little fucking shit. And he was a smart ass, and I just didn't like him. And then, like, once I finished school, I found out from my sister that he died. And I screamed, good, I'm glad he's fucking dead. Fuck the cunt. That was great.
Top edgy, I like it.
Since, why, if you're going to die, why would you spend the last of your time in a fucking school? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And he chose to do that too. He didn't have to.
Here's a funny thing. When I wouldn't go to school and I would go back, they'd ask me, I don't get it, man. Why don't you like going into school? And I say, why would anyone like to go to school? You just hang out with your mates all the time. Like, they didn't get that you're there to do work, and none of them actually studied or did any work. They literally just stood around gossiping. And that was the entire experience.
Yep.
And to them, it was just like a break from the home life. It was just like a club or something that...
Yep.
Like an after-school club or something, but during school, and they just hang around and shoot the shit with their friends, and that's it. It's an entire education.
Well, how else are they going to get through it? You know what I mean?
Since they're very fucking stupid. Neighbours. Speaking of Buckfast, what the scummier kids would do is, like, what the cool edgy kids at lunchtime, you're allowed out at lunchtime, but mostly we'd just, like, stay in the school or around the school, but the kids would go down to a park where all the rough kids who didn't go to school would go, and the absolute scaffy kids would try and find, like, the refugees at the bottom of Buckfast bottles that they'd thrown away to drink.
Mate.
And, like, they'd put their, like, some had cigarette butts put out in it. But if they can find like 1 inch of Buckfast that's been left, they would drink it. And that's how fucking scaffy and disgusting.
Did you see
some of these kids
this?
Were. Yeah. Like, I went down there once, and I think this is the one time that my friends realised that, like, I was not fucking happy and anxious, and they actually, like, alright, do you want to go with me, man? Alright, so, since, like, they were, even they could tell, like, alright, this is absolutely fucking disgusting.
Were they about to do it as well?
Rooting around and, like, no, we're just watching them, but they understood my apprehension of being there.
What's he doing now?
And this is also the kind of place where they would also... I think he's going to vandalise his stepdad or whatever, his house or something.
I wonder if that pipe will collapse.
Maybe.
Why wouldn't you just take the dogs and piss off? Like, it's going to piss him off enough.
Oh yeah, they're fucking idiots, that's why. Remember a girl at school told me a story about how she remembers me coming around to her house and climbing up a ladder to a window and getting stuck up there, but I don't remember it at all, so maybe she was misinformed, but
maybe she's
my climbing adventures. Yeah, maybe. This is the girl whose dad was a cop, so maybe I was trying to steal a gun.
Did you ever witness anything sexual when you were at school?
In primary 7, there was the table I was sitting at was with my friends, and we would get through our work by comparing notes. But then the teacher caught on that every single one of our answers is the same. When we got one right, everyone would get it right. When we got one wrong, everyone would get it wrong. So they split us up so we couldn't do that. And then I went to a table that was me, 4 girls, and another guy. And this guy would say, every every time it's 2 o'clock, that's wanking time. That's when I wank on the weekends, and you're not going to stop me now. And he put his hands down his pants under the desk, and I don't know if he was joking or not, but he would be, like, obviously moving his hand around furiously under there and be like, no, it's 2 o'clock, it's wanking time, it's wanking time. And all the guys would, like, look under the desk and see if it was real. So that was the most sexual thing I've seen.
That is pretty sexual.
So, yeah.
That age.
yeah, I think he was molested, since that's, like, it's about 9 or 10 years old or something. And also Neds all have like scaffy dogs, like violent dogs, like bull terriers and pit bulls and all these like dogs that are illegal in half the world. Fucking dancer, man.
What does dancer mean?
Just like a really cool event.
Heroin.
Scottish lunch. Starting smoking young was something they all tried to do.
Did you ever witness any drug use, mate? Since it seems like underage drug use is absolutely fucking prolific in this country.
Yeah, I don't think so. I did hear like older kids getting suspended for bringing fucking drugs to school and dealing, but I never saw anyone. I don't think so.
I saw a lot of weed and weed usage and kids getting suspended for like trying to cook weed in cooking class and hilarious shit like this.
How'd you cook weed? Oh, like to put in the brownies or something?
Yeah.
That's funny, that's very funny. Yeah, I've seen lots.
Why
of
didn't you
like
bring a knife to school?
Edgy news. I think I did. I think I brought my Swiss Army knife to school. I still have it. It's a plastic piece of shit.
Why don't you get a good knife?
Right here. I don't know, because this is the only one I could get hold of. Yeah, I have it in my hand right now, and it's mouldy and covered in blood, and it has a compass in it that's broken.
Mouldy?
And an LED light that's broken. Yeah. Mouldy blood, mate. Because I've been, like, cutting my ingrown toenail with it.
Oh, yeah.
For fucking 15 years or something. I'm guessing the ginger nut is going to betray him.
Yeah, I'm guessing that too, since that's how movies work.
You don't have souls. Mm-hmm. And you can't trust gingers. The only ginger kid in
this
class.
This ginger kid reminds me.
Yeah. He was a break dancer. That's the only thing I remember about him. He would impress the girls by break dancing, unironically.
One of my security jobs.
Yeah, that was his own skill.
I worked in a very scummy area. And it's not too scummy, but there was scummy people around. And there was a guy who looked like that kid, more or less. Like, same body structure and skinniness. Orange hair. Wore exactly that style of clothes. He was literally like a homeless street kid. And I arrested him like 3 times. It's very funny. And he used to have a cry and get very distressed that he was being arrested again. And his mother had been arrested, like, I don't know how many times, just like tens of times by people, and caused, like, literally done everything you could possibly think of. And once I arrested him, another guard stirred him up and like made a comment like, you can go and join your mother, and he went fucking ballistic and got very upset. It was very funny.
good. So when you arrest people, is that legally a citizen's arrest, or do you have some sort of authority to actually...
And
Do you just wait for the police to turn up in
Victoria and in most of Australia, in fact, there's almost no difference in the general powers of arrest between police and everybody else. Okay,
so do you take him to the police station yourself, or do you
wait for them to arrive, since you're responsible for the well-being.
And you just radio headquarters and they'll call them?
No, I would call the police myself.
Just like 999 or whatever is in Australia, and explain the situation?
Yep.
Good job working with police.
Mm-hmm.
So can anyone, no matter if they're a security guard, just be like, hey, you're committing a crime, get down on the ground, I'm calling the police.
Basically, the law states, this is what the law actually states, that anybody can, at any time, arrest anyone that they find committing any offence. And then...
good, I guess?
Yeah.
If the offences weren't fucking retarded, that would be a good thing.
Yeah. Most people don't know this and will, like, loudly... yell at you, you can't arrest me, you're not a cop. And like, I'll just laugh at them and be like, well, you're already sitting down, I'm standing over the top of you, so it seems like you are under arrest, so it seems like I can arrest you.
Nice.
What are they doing? They're selling drugs so they can buy a caravan? Every dead stream.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted for his mum to get a prison or something, you know. That was a common theme, people basing their lives around when people are getting out of prison, and when people are going to prison.
How many people were in prison in your class?
Quite a lot of those. One kid's dad, and everyone had like an older brother or an uncle or something that was in trouble with the police. Which I think is why, like, I have no fucking sympathy for criminals since I've been around their kids, and they're just fucking scum. So, when people say, like, oh, well, if you join a gang that's violent or something, and if you personally don't know anything violent, like, you're not a bad person or anything, I'm just like, fuck off, they're all scum. Being around these people's fucking family, and just, like, kill anyone who's ever joined a gang and their entire fucking family, they're probably better off.
I don't know. I think there's certain quote-unquote gangs that are quite good to be in.
Like what? I guess, like, I don't know, like vigilante gang in Mexico that chases out drug cartels or something.
Not even that, just like a bunch of matey boys who are like, we'll look out for each other, and if there's any if shit ever kicks off, we'll help each other, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being in, like, a club or something, a gang, but I mean like an actual criminal organisation.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's retarded.
One's extortion rackets and such, yeah. Yeah, nothing wrong with being like, we're the West Side Boys, yeah, and all they do is like meet up and play football. Alright. Yeah, these people like had family in like the fucking Sicilian Mafia or whatever.
I think there's only like one person I ever met who had someone in prison. Yeah, so Scotland is shit. I cannot believe your mother sent you to this shithole.
Yeah, it's because she's a fucking commie, and she thinks there's fucking no difference commies. Between, like, there's nothing wrong with being poor, and my dad wanted me to go to a private school, like, he went to, but my mum was like, no, they're going to fucking where I went to. There's nothing wrong with where I went to. And yes, there is. It's fucking the walls are physically falling apart because it's a fucking public school and all these people are poor and shit. But so there's nothing wrong with being poor.
In a way, it's good that it happened like that since it probably led to you getting out quicker since you were able to put your foot down and say, fuck this. Yeah. Whereas if it had been private, it was kind of okay. It would have dragged on forever.
Yeah, and like, and they're paying for it, so it's a bigger deal. Mm-hmm. And I think how I got away with simply not fucking turning up is because when kids wouldn't turn up, it's because they were fucking selling drugs or they were meeting up for a fucking gang fight to slit people's throats from another school. So I'm just sitting in the suburbs watching TV. No one's checking up on me. Everyone else is getting the fucking police called on them because they're stealing a fucking car when they're pretending to be sick or whatever, and no one really gives a fuck about the kid.
Do you know of anybody that stole cars?
Oh yeah, joyriding. What they were doing joyriding was quite a big thing. And the funny thing was, they're too stupid to know how to hotwire a car, so it would always be like their nan's car. They'd pinch the keys from her house and joyride her car, and then it'd all be a big drama, and depending on whether their family had had enough of them. Yeah, this is a common thing. My gay cousin took his mum's car and smashed it into a police car in an obvious attempt for attention.
Is this in America?
And no one gave a shit. No, my gay cousin here.
Oh, okay.
My American cousin's a fat spick. My gay cousin here, who now gets drunk and beats his boyfriend. So fang's gonna fang.
Oh, that's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my gay cousin was the most messed up fag and a massive fucking Ned.
Your school is horrible and you went to school with people exactly like this kid right here. That's fucking amazing.
Yep. It really was like a prison, which is why going to prison doesn't seem like an alien thing to me. I know exactly what I do. I just mimic the people around me. And they're fucking idiots. Absolutely brain dead, and it works. Just copy them, just copy their voice, and say what they like about football and fucking wrestling or whatever. And have the same body language, and you fit right in. I remember one kid, like, rumbled me. Some kid in another class just said something along the lines of, "That accent coming out of that face is fucking weird, mate." And I said, I had some witty comeback, but I forget. I had some witty comeback about him being fat or something. They managed to get away with it, but it was the only time I've ever been rumbled. Like the dokes telling Dexter, "I'm watching you, motherfucker." When he just realised that, like, I didn't look poor enough. But I have a scaffy accent. That's another thing. Everyone was always wanting to come around to my house because they knew I lived in the suburbs, and they lived in pieces of shit. Fucking, like, they live in, like, apartment houses that are, like, fucking 12 of them all in one building, and I live in an actual house in the suburbs, and they were always wanting to come around to my house. And I'd always be like, "Sonny, I'm feeding my rabbit tonight, Sonny."
Right, this is how you get fucking killed right here. Selling on someone else's turf.
Yep.
This is how you get stabbed to fucking death. Top kick. Or you could just get straight up robbed for it.
Yeah, if I've learned anything from Breaking Bad, you have a third party holding the drugs.
Yep.
Not walk around with your pockets, since then you might get arrested.
Did you see many serious fights in the older years? I know you had a few in the younger years.
Yeah, there were a lot of fights, but nothing really, like, serious. It was just, like, they were acting tough.
Okay.
And they would do, like, someone would be talking shit about someone else, they'd square up, then they'd fight. But, you know, no one would ever, like, bleed or anything like that. It would just be, like, whoever can get someone on the ground, we'll call them a poof down, and that'd be that.
Top kick.
This guy doesn't know how to give up.
Yeah, no shit.
What I would do is I would just follow them home, and they wouldn't be able to tell who I was, since all Neds look and dress the same, so I could just meld into the crowd in the street and then just see, like, where they live and nick it later.
Oh shit. Need crowbar control. Yeah, if I was going up the stairs and people had that, I would definitely give it to them too.
Or I like throw an empty packet or something behind them and say there it is and run away and keep the real thing.
There's a PlayStation 1 game that takes place on a train, and there's a nuke on the train that's going to go off, and also the president's on the plot train or something hilarious. Have you played this?
I don't think so.
It's
Not
cool
ringing any
because the
bells.
entire game is set on the train and you work your way up the train carriages towards the front very slowly. And
Sounds
it's
like
like
fucking
a.
Snowpiercer, which is another movie you should watch. It's
It's that.
Canadian, so it's
I
good.
will. I'm planning to. It's very Resident Evil stylish in the combat and like finding things and combining things and stuff. But there's a bit where a guy like asks you to like forces you basically. You get captured and you're forced. He says, "Give me the fucking the disc or something." You need to give him some disc. And I just gave him the wrong disc. I gave him another disc because I thought, "Oh, I wonder if this will work." And it does. It's fucking brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bitch or something. Deep voice, yes.
Chantel is like a classic white trash name. Absolute fucking classic, mate.
Yeah, they
I
all
like how
have
she's saying
weird
Dene
names
and
like.
Kene, and then like it's fucking
Yeah,
none of it's been put in
translation
the
twice.
subtitles.
Good, yeah, good. I don't think they're words or anything, it's just an accent.
Yeah.
Although some fucking stupid people are saying it. No, that's not fucking culture, it's any word. Well, it's just people cannot speak.
Oh, is that his fucking son, mate? Fucking hell.
Jesus.
Realism. Did anybody impregnate anybody in your school? Was there any teen pregnancies?
No, surprisingly.
That is
Well,
surprising.
like I dropped out when I was like 11 or 12, so
Oh,
it's a
okay,
bit
so you were
like
just
pretty
before
much everyone's hitting puberty
I'm
as I'm
sure that
leaving, yeah.
happened right
Which I
after
think
you.
is a wise decision since people get 100 times more fucking retarded when they hit puberty.
Yep. Dodged a bullet there. How was puberty for you, cute Ruby? How did you experience it?
I don't really remember any change, to be honest. I only noticed my voice dropping when I was like 18 or something. I have like recordings of me playing Team Fortress 2.
Yep.
You still have a high pitched wee kiddie voice, which doesn't
A
change much.
gay rapist!
And
I'm a gay rapist!
yeah, classic. And I don't remember being horny at all. I'm more horny than I've ever been right now. Right now, right as I'm talking to you. I don't remember ever being like self-conscious about my body growing or getting hair or being more sweaty or being more smelly or. I don't know, didn't notice any of it. Probably literally because I have low testosterone and nothing much changed other than like I could ejaculate and that was pretty much it.
Lol. I would do that too. In trouble for selling drugs in the wrong area.
This is all true. Every fucking massage parlor, every fucking tanning bed in Scotland is run by the fucking mafia. I forget what country they're from,
Every
but
what? Tanning bed
some
and sports
fucking
club.
foreign. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think sports clubs, not that I know of, but it is like usually like fronts for prostitution or something like that. Like if you want a prostitute, you go to the tanning salon or a massage parlor, and it's run by the fucking mafia, and they'll give you a girl.
That's top kicks.
And the petrol stations, the gas stations, as Americans will call them,
Are they
they're
gonna
all money laundering. They're money laundering for these criminal enterprises.
Good.
And you know how they deal drugs? Ice cream vans. The ice cream vans drive around during the day giving ice creams to kids, and at night time they give the fucking drugs to Ned.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. And there was something in like the 80s called the Ice Cream Wars, where this got so big that like rival gangs would like fight over ice cream trucks and like try and rob each other's ice cream trucks, and there'd be shootouts in ice cream trucks. And at lunch at school, I used to go to one of these and get sweets. And you could have probably bought some heroin or something.
Wee man. Everything's a wee man.
I like how they didn't put "try my patience" there, because maybe the translator didn't know what he was saying. It's "try my patience."
What's he going to do? Get him to sell drugs because he's clean? I don't think that's realistic. I don't think they give a shit if they're clean or not.
Yeah, if a stranger, like, why would they trust a stranger? Like, this is all things that, like, he's known this guy he's talking to all his life. It's all about trust, so you're not going to say some scaffy kid off the street.
Or something.
Yeah, frame him for something, yeah.
Yeah.
Since, like, for all they know, he's a fucking idiot who's just going
to take money. A very strange thing for the mafia to control, mate. Tanning beds, that's a very fucking strange thing.
Well, it's the kind of thing where, like, lots of hot young women are going to be working there. And you just go in the back room and have a shag, and like you go in and come out, and no one's gonna be like, wait, why was he in here for an hour? And like they have a thing to put the money in, and say, oh, we just have lots of customers. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A fun game to play when driving around Scotland is to name what business is a brothel or not.
In Australia, it's very
like
obvious.
I have driven down.
It's legal, so they have like very obvious signs out the front.
Yeah, fucking legalize that one.
And they're everywhere. They're in every suburb.
Just to piss off criminals. Good. I think the closest thing I got to a criminal enterprise in school was when I would go to a holiday in America, I would get the next generation of Pokemon cards, and I would come back and trade like a next generation Pokemon card that wasn't going to be released for years for like fucking 20 of someone's last gen Pokemon cards.
How many times
have
you been to
America?
It was
like illegal importing of Pokemon cards or something. I don't know, like 6 times or something? Like
Mate.
Yeah, like 6 times or something.
Did you know CAG has been to Australia 3 times? And spent
really?
Months here.
Why was she there?
She's got relatives.
Ugh. That's scary.
It is.
I wouldn't want her in my country any time. But good for her for being like better than an average American who like doesn't know what a passport is.
Mm. Eating chips.
Eating something, yeah. That's pretty much like the diet of Ned's fish and chips. And that's what people would say, like, do you want to come around my house for dinner? What are you having? Fish and chips. And that'd be the answer every single time when someone asks you around to the house for dinner.
Fucking hell.
What's your mum getting you? Fish and chips.
Fucking hell. Gay.
I literally like...
Would you ride on the back of a moped with me, mate? On the back of a faggot?
I don't know. You might crash on purpose as a joke or something. I have ridden on the back of a pedal bike on a kid on my friend's street. I rode in the back of a bike with an absolute strange man to go to a football field and have a kickabout. And it was terrifying. No, not really, but it's a new experience and that's not fun. of Scottish girls look like that for some reason. Like they have Down syndrome. That's Rachel Lynch, it fits in well. He's this like nerdy gay kid. Remember people having yo-yos to whip each other with?
Yeah, I think the yo-yo started as a weapon, actually.
Yeah, it's a hunting tool to throw a gazelle or something to wrap up their feet. Look at his fucking teeth. This is like Breaking Bad to Scotland, isn't it?
It really is.
Drug dealing enterprise, yeah. Breaking Ned. These fucking people.
Pizza delivery is serious.
I think the actor might have dropped character there, since he seemed like genuinely
yeah, Russell.
Nervous. Yeah. Who's Dick Turpin?
I have no idea.
These people. That's really how people talk.
What's fungi?
Some kind of cheese or something. Or a style of pizza, I guess. I like how the big guy has the highest voice. Here's another big guy story. Once in school, I was sitting at a computer, and this big guy comes up behind me with, like, the pull cord for blinds, and wraps it around my neck, and starts choking me as a joke.
Yes.
And I tell him, stop doing that. And he does, he listens. But I was one fucking second away from getting a knife out and putting it in his fucking face. But yeah, that's a joke in Scotland, trying to garrote someone.
Good.
Thankfully, I triggered him first thing. I reminded him of his dad, and he immediately stopped it.
Selling drugs is hard.
My dad has a joke. Yeah, has a joke, quote unquote, where he says, alright, by the way, by the way. That's a joke of how Scottish people are always saying by the way after everything. And he's been saying the same line, like, at least once a month for my entire life. He recycles the same 6 jokes over and over again. So he can fit in a ruby net when he finds it.
I think one day you'll probably be like that, and you'll get to the point where you're like, you're stuck on something.
Talking about 10 fucking chickens.
Yeah. So whatever the current joke, like...
By 2018.
What's your current jokes? I can't remember. I don't know. I've been stuck on dog cum for a long time.
Brixton Massive, I don't know. I have a lot of funny things that I just say when I'm playing video games. And the comedy comes out. This is really how they talk, and you can tell that they're having a genuine problem giving an idea across to someone else.
That's fucking hilarious.
And it's infuriating to talk to them, since like it's alright to small talk with them, since they really have nothing to say and you just parrot what they say, but if you actually want some information for them, like if you're late for a class and you try and say like what room this is in, trying to get that information from them is like fucking pulling teeth.
That's something I've heard Scottish people say a lot. Come on, fuck. What's the A? What's the A come from? What the fuck?
It's come on, fuck. It's like, I don't know, telling someone, go to fuck. It's like, fuck off, go to hell sort of thing. So, come on, de fuck. It's like,
fucking all that.
Come on. Yeah, it's just come on, but mixed with go come to on, hell sort of.
To fuck.
Yeah. Like, it's just emphasizing how bad something is. That it's going to fuck. So, I mean, you want them to come to your point of view to fuck.
Is the highway to Glasgow and Edinburgh the M8 literally the mate?
And what's it called? Under the Skin. She drives around in a van going, excuse me, do you know where the M8 is?
Fuck.
And then me and Des are just like, the mate. And I was like, I'll fucking take you to the masturbate. I bet that's kind of Johansson.
Scott Johansson.
Mm-hmm. Scar Hole. I'm doing something Ned right now. You know how you get like 2 litre bottles of soda? They just drink it straight out of that. They'll bring this in their bag to school and just like scoff a litre of soda.
Well. Oh, they're getting him to kill someone, that's why.
Nice.
No. Top fucking kick, to be honest.
Even though, guns are highly illegal in Scotland, these criminal organisations are indeed constantly trying to assassinate each other.
Really?
And, like, if you read the police reports, the guns they have is hilarious. Like, a sawn-off shotgun from 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a service pistol from World War I. And all this sort of thing. I remember reading about a case recently where, you know these tower blocks, we call them the single mommy farms in DayZ?
Yes.
Well, like, a hitman who was hired, like, took a sniper shot from one of those on, like, a quarter of a mile to kill some mob boss whose house was, like, on the other side of the town or something.
So that's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty much, like, non-stop. Team deathmatch in Scotland.
Extremely unrealistic that he wouldn't already have his own knife.
I remember everyone would hide their knives in their socks and it would be very obvious because they would bulge out. But none of the teachers ever did anything about it.
Because
they didn't want to get stabbed.
It's very funny that they're all trying to kill each other constantly.
Mm-hmm. It usually is over things like, not so much the business, but because like you're a proddy and I'm a Catholic and that's it. Or like, no, you're from the Ukraine mafia and I'm from the Bosnian mafia, so we all have to hate each other, even though they could just stick to their own business and make lots of money, but they can't stop killing each other for being like slightly different.
I hope he actually does kill this person, because that seems like something a dumb Ned would do. And ruin their lives.
Yeah, I remember I was telling you about, I was watching a movie where, like, a black guy's white girlfriend is cheating on him with another girl, and he gets, like, extremely angry about it. Oh, mission failed. Oh, was that a test or something?
Oh, shit.
Was that a test or something?
Good test.
Yeah. Anyway, since it's a movie, I know that the black guy is going to kill them. Like, there's no question about it. Someone's going to get murdered because it's a movie, and every movie ever made has to have a murder in it. And I'm used to watching TV shows where, like, the tension will build up for episodes and episodes and episodes, and then maybe something will happen. But in a movie, it's just like, yeah, that's why I'm in the third act. Someone gets murdered, and that's it. Since, like, you don't have to care about what happens to the characters next scene. Yeah, they die, and they go to jail for the rest of life at the end. Well, on a TV show, they have to, like, spin it out for fucking years.
Lol. Well, what, like, what, how could you still have sympathy with this for this kid in this movie, since it's obvious he was going to commit murder for money, so he could care about
yeah.
Like, what sympathy is left for this guy? How do we,
Oh, no, it's okay. He likes classical music and likes astronomy, so...
Oh, yeah, so he's
right. Doing it for his mum.
Yeah.
So, it's all right. Yeah, even though that's what every criminal on earth has said, I'm doing it for my family.
Yep.
Shout out to Walter White.
Top kick.
But, yeah, like, he's not, like, overdosed from heroin yet, so he's very sympathetic for a Scottish person. He's still alive, so he can have sympathy with him. I like how their dream is to live in a static caravan on cinder blocks.
Holy shit.
Oh, someone burnt it down. Oh, wow. And I'm sure he didn't have insurance on it.
Top fucking kick.
So bad. That's another thing about scaffy people. Are you okay with me using the word scaffy? I like it because it sums up these pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's right. Not a matter.
There's always stuff. A fire at their house.
Nasty enough, but that's right.
Yeah, well, I just mean sort of like grubby and grimy and, and just sort of like these poor, dirty people. Like if you went to a nightclub and there's like piss all over the floor and graffiti and used condoms, you'd be like, this is fucking scaffy. They're like a crack house or something. Anyway, they're always having fires. Something constantly I'd hear is, oh, my nan had a fire, oh, there was a fire at my house. Or, oh, did you hear about who had a fire in my street?
Really?
Because they're so fucking stupid. They all fall asleep smoking on the cheap polyester seats. They all leave the stove on and then forget about it and go out. They all fucking let fireworks off in their own back garden in a shed or something. They're all fucking trying to cook meth in their fucking kitchen. It's just constant house fires. And, like, not arson or anything, just, like, absolute sheer stupidity. And none of them have a smoke alarm or fire insurance, just constant fucking, like, bad electronics, like, having, like, fucking 30 plugs going in one socket and it overloads and it's right above a fucking blanket or something, under a bed, full of dust, and the whole house goes up. Which is, like, nature's way of trying to cull these retards.
That click click sound. You're pulling out a knife, mate.
I'm loading my fucking gun.
Lol.
Just kill the first Ned I see. No, I was opening a can of Tango. I have Iron Brew here, but I just refuse to drink it. Monkey, we cut. You monkey business. Stop hopping towards me.
Stop hacking, you fucking shitty hitbox bastard.
How can you smash a window with a bulletproof yacker? Alright, and here's another thing. Pierced ears. Everyone, including the boys, have pierced ears.
Oh, he's watching
ears.
Robot Wars.
Well, that's Robot Wars.
That's,
yeah, I used to love that as a wee kid.
Narrated by,
I used to get remote control cards and duct tape knives to them and fight them. I would have my own little Robot Wars going on. It was great.
That's great. I think Robot Wars is awesome and it should be an Olympic sport.
Agreed.
It's literally cool as fuck. And my favourite thing is when someone's shit actually gets, like, fully destroyed, not just, like, partially ruined.
Yeah.
Like, just gets
and then they'll, then they'll show them, like, a little kid who's been working on it, and it just, like, absolutely breaks down and his, like, fighting joys torn apart in front of him. By hydraulic pincers and flamethrowers and buzzsaws and insane shit. Anyway, everyone, including the guys, have their ears pierced. And people get their babies' ears pierced. I don't know how this is legal, but people get their fucking, their male baby boys, like 1-year-old boys, their ears pierced, and it's absolutely fucking scaffy, beyond belief.
Yep, that is
like, that's what I hear people...
Bogan as fuck.
Like, people say, Oh, in American culture, you wouldn't get your baby's ear pierced. So how can you circumcise your kid? Like that's an example of like you wouldn't go that low. But no, in Scotland, we go that low. We really pierce babies' ears. I went with my one friend in real life's sister to get her ears pierced. She was crying, and it was very amusing and arousing.
This is the problem with having friends who are retarded.
It's bizarre to me that he doesn't just stop hanging out with them, but I guess that would take a little
Walter
bit of
White and
self-knowledge
Jesse
and not being thick.
Pinkman.
Yep.
Top fucking cake. Is this what Ned's listen to?
Yeah, it's like house music. Basically, it's only good if you're on ecstasy,
Oh yeah.
and otherwise it's just like, for a loop forever, and they blast it as loud as they can go. All these people love the Fast and the Furious movies, and they all
Of
pimp their
course.
rides to have massive
Of course.
speakers so they can drive around at 200 miles an hour doing fucking noise pollution.
I wonder if there's going to be a car accident.
Seems like a good idea. Crash your car into a fucking mob boss's business.
Yes, what could go wrong?
Although, to be honest, like, any other movie, it'd be like, isn't this a bit convenient that the characters are stupid? But no, this is how dumb they are. They really cannot plan ahead. They really will crash the car into a police car because all they want is some attention. They really will write their own fucking name at a crime scene. They really will. Like, rob the fucking convenience store that their fucking grandpa runs, and
I
they're
like how
obviously
it's
gonna get done for.
very obvious that he's done that many times before, like writing on the wall like that, so he probably does that in real life.
Yeah. They seem like well cast, scaffy pieces of shit. For some reason, every cafe in Scotland has those metal tables.
Yeah, same here.
Look at his fucking fringe, it looks like
That's
needles.
disgusting.
Looks like a Venus 5 trap is stuck to his head. I remember once I kicked a football and it hit my dog, and she went meep, and then that was a running joke between me and my one friend in real life, making the sound meep whenever we wanted to like express distress.
Classic dog abuse.
It's like a trap to get into debt. That's another thing. All these people are in debt to various the government, private institutions, criminal organizations, their own family members. They all have debts. They're never going to pay them off. Don't you have a mortgage?
No.
Than before you're living in a fucking hostel or something.
You know that I live in an apartment with my wife and my brother.
Okay,
It's
well,
like
I'm sure you've told me,
told
but
you
I'm
you've
not gonna
talked
remember,
about
mate.
you've talked about it before and brought it up
I'm
before,
not
so
gonna remember, mate.
I think
I'm
you
not gonna. I don't know what
selectively
kind of.
don't remember things for comedy. Or just to be annoying. I don't
Okay,
know. One
well,
of
that's an
the
apartment. With your wife and brother is still scaffy and for poor people. Real people live in houses with not fucking their adult brother living with them.
Okay, living with your parents when you're 24 is fucking pathetic.
No, hang on. No, you're wrong there. 23.
Oh, sorry. Why did I think you were 24? Are you sure? Are you sure you got your age right? I'm just checking because it seems like the kind
of thing. I don't know, mate. It's absolutely like the kind of thing you do. It's absolutely fucking possible. Absolutely possible, mate. Absolutely possible. I remember once I was going to the movies and it was a 15 rated movie and I was 16 or something, but I looked young. And the guy behind the counter says, "When were you born? I don't believe you can get into this movie. When were you born, mate?" And I go, 1990? And he's like, yeah, okay. And then he calls over my friend's mum and he's saying, yeah, I asked him when his birthday was and he hesitated, so she managed to vouch for me and go on. But yeah, I couldn't recall my my fucking the year I was born to prove my
age.
Very
funny.
I like how he broke his arm in his own ram raid.
Yeah.
Which is also something these fucking retards do, to drive a fucking car into a fucking window, and that's how they break in somewhere. Your arm's already broken, mate.
I would just stab this cunt. Fuck this piece of shit. A fucking retard.
I would lock him in a basement until his ginger hair grew long enough to scalp him, and then I would kill him. Since that's what gingers deserve. He's gonna fight him with a pillow. What a twist.
I thought that was the guys. Okay, now it's okay to kill this guy. I would kill this fucking cunt.
Thank him for saving me from saving a fucking static caravan.
What the fuck?
Edgy.
I would do that. I would. If someone burned my place down, I would definitely kill them.
So that's like as worst as property crime can get, and obviously like shows the to cause you severe harm. Something I always wondered about Neds is how do they keep their hair so short? Do they keep it that way themselves, or like how do they get their fringe like that? I want to know. Do they go to a specific barber that styles it in that manner?
Yeah.
So I've always gone to like nice hair salons, but I'm sure there's some like specific scaffy barber and a scaffy neighbor.
I've gone
that
to nice
scaffy
hair salons and I asked them, do people come in and ask for like mullets and shit, and they're like, yeah, and we have to give it to them. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Are learners allowed to deliver stuff? Doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah, it doesn't, but like, I don't know. What's the worst going to happen? He's going to spill a pizza, isn't it? People learn how to use a computer. That was the only class I liked, computer class, because I was the fucking master of it, and no one knew what the fuck was going on. And once we played Unreal Tournament, the first Unreal Tournament or something like that, and it was like a LAN party with a whole class.
Fuck yeah.
And it was just something like, you're in my world now. Now it's just like ricocheting buzzsaws off walls to get people in the back as they're running away from me. And they're like, how's he fucking doing it? How's he fucking getting me from that corner? I mean, my fucking Jesus Christ, man. He's fucking killing us all. It was
amazing. The buzzsaw is considered overpowered and people get angry.
Well, they can all get fucked because I've killed a lot of people with it. I would just go to wherever they spawn and ricochet around corners and they couldn't get out of the room to get me. And they would try and damage me, like, gradually giving me 1 HP of splash damage from missiles, and that's the best they could do.
Did you ever play the map Deck 16, if you know what that one is?
I don't really remember it.
Fucking all right.
All I remember about it is there was a character model that was a girl with red hair, and it said she was a serial killer, killed her family. It's like, eh. So it's like, waifu material. Selected it. That's all I remember about that game.
I liked sniping people, and I used to snipe the fuck out of them. Good. And that was probably the second best I've ever been at sniping in my life. Now I'm shit again. I was better at video games when I didn't have a job.
You just play them all day.
Is this his sister?
Yeah, that's why they have a kid. It's not almost gone.
This Chantel girl is smart. She's like saying, fuck the mother.
Yeah.
Is a ween a name, mean kid?
Yeah, specifically a baby.
Fucking hell.
I think. Yeah.
She's right. This kid's a fucking idiot. Like, fuck her mother. She's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Was she in prison for?
Taking a drug rap for the boyfriend.
Okay, it's just like real life where I can't keep up. Mm-hmm. Who's in prison for what, and who's a single mother because of this reason and that reason, and
it's really who died, Scottish who overload
killed
at
themselves
the moment.
On this. Oh shit. Yep. But yeah, that is what a lot of Scottish women look like. Sort of like potatoes, pretty much. like farmless. Sort of oval-shaped heads.
I call them beanheads, because there's some bogans that look like that too, and I've always called them beanheads.
Yeah, good. Good.
Incest.
Yeah, I remember once my mom got...
Oh my god, she wants to cuddle.
Me not going to school. Mom got somewhat worked up about me not going to school. She locked herself in the bathroom to cry, where she used to be her modus operandi, not crying. And I remember talking to her outside, and she was just saying, just go away, just go away. And I was thinking, what happens if she takes all the pills in there and dies? And I just thought, good. And I just walked away. But good. She didn't, unfortunately.
What were you saying to her in there? Yep.
Just like telling her I'm not going to school. So making it worse by now.
How did you tell her that? Did you say, I'm not going to school, Mum? Or
yeah. Just, I'm still not going, I'm still not going.
Your mum was a bitch.
I wasn't even doing it on purpose to wind her up, I was just really making my point. Yeah, she can good. Fuck off. So, like, I don't even know if it was genuine, she was trying to manipulate me or something, but it wasn't working either way.
Seeing this guy in a suit is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like, dressing up a monkey in a suit or something. Sorry, that's offensive to monkeys.
Oh, HMP means Her Majesty's Prison, or His Majesty's Prison. So just put HMP because it's
Kind.
easier than changing it whenever there's a king or a queen.
Yeah. God bless the queen slash king. It's funny that Britain has a monarchy and no one stops.
No one questions
Hang
it.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Is this fucking 1,000 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's just,
and
yeah,
like,
you're the queen's and everything, and you're the
we
queen's
take
property.
money from
And
poor
that's
people and
legal.
spend millions of dollars on this one family. Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone gets angry about welfare scroungers, fucking start with the royal family.
Yeah, no fucking shit. I think there's. I'm looking at the time left in this movie, and I think there's enough time for one more tragedy.
Yeah, his mum's gonna get raped or something like that. Baby Callum's gonna go in an oven at some point.
No, that's Train Spotting with the dead baby.
Spoilers.
Yep.
Mega spoilers, mate.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Just kidding, everyone knows about Train Spotting, knows about that.
I didn't, because I don't read about movies before I watch them unless I specifically intend to not ever see them.
Pleb. Pleb. This triggers me in Scottish interior decorating. It's all very
gold frame
minimalist.
Picture there.
It's all. Yeah. There's a lot of gold frame fucking pictures. It's always white, always black leather couches, and they always all these fucking women who have no control over their lives want to control how clean their house is, and it's really fucking sad and pathetic.
I've always
and
thought
it's all
that was
really
sad,
sort of minimalist. Yeah, it's all minimalist. And I think that's how people get OCD, where they're really scared of germs and want to clean up. They're copying their mother, who the only control over she has over her environment is keeping it clean, and while her husband treats her like garbage, so the kids pick up that that's really fucking important.
Yeah,
and
I remember when I went,
stress,
when I went to people's houses
clean,
as a kid. I'd see people's houses who were worse than the one we're seeing here. Didn't have plants or anything, mate. And I felt like they had no stuff.
Yeah.
Like, clearly it was a nicer house than the house
yeah,
I lived in.
Yeah,
but I
really
felt like they had no stuff.
Like,
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, soulless is a good
yeah.
word.
Yeah. Like, when they have young kids, normal people who have young kids, they leave toys hanging about, and it's alright, and the kids can pick up a toy and play with it if they want. But in these people's houses, they have to put the toys away in the right drawer and all that
yep.
sort of sad thing, and all the kids get micromanaged. And when it's time for dinner, everyone has to... Like, there'll be... It's a big fucking situation if someone drops a drink. It's a big situation. One, like, a normal family
yep.
just clean it up. And that's it. Or, like, if you stain a carpet, a normal family, just sponge it up and leave it. Leave it for a fucking month and then replace the carpet if it's that bad. But it's fucking meltdown time if you stain a fucking carpet in these sad people's houses. I remember seeing it and like you showed me a porno or something and I was just like that's a Scottish house. I can tell because all the thing that's in this white room is a black leather couch and a widescreen TV and that's it. Because that for some reason having less stuff makes you look more rich or something is absolutely fucking sad beyond belief.
I think that's just a porno but anyway.
Well yeah, that sums up Scottish interior decorating. It looks like a fucking porno set that someone slapped together.
Fucking kek. Do people in England love Robbie Williams?
Yep. Isn't he a pifter?
Yeah. A pillow biter. What does your dad call him? Is it shirt lifter or pillow biter?
Shirt lifter. Ironically, this is one of his six jokes.
I'm pretty sure you heard him Callum like 10 times before.
That's another thing. Kids not speaking because they just get yelled at whenever they express themselves.
Yep.
Which is easy in the shitty child actor. Thankfully, he's playing a poor person.
I fucking hate dying.
Yeah, there's the leather couch. Yep. Little potato face person.
I'm guessing these are like they're like half brother half sister because The mum's a cow that fucks everything.
Some absolute scaffy bullshit.
I have a question. How is she
He's
keeping her hair dyed in prison?
They let the woman have hair care products. I'm not kidding. Like, they let them have
fucking
makeup
hell, mate.
And they let them have hair dye.
Jesus
like,
Christ. Why?
Just to keep them managed, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
They should let the males
like,
have
weed. Yeah, well, like, well, in some male prisons, like, the guards really do just, like, you know, look the other way and let them get high and dope because it keeps them docile.
Yeah.
But, like, it is, like, it's almost considered a human right for women to have their hair did
fucking
and their nails did. Like,
my favourite
yeah.
Stefan rants were his ones about makeup because I was like, fuck yes, finally someone is speaking the truth. Because I've always felt that way.
Yeah. And also, like, it's woman prison, so it's not as hard as male prison, even if you're a fucking pedophile or literally a serial killer.
Yep.
You'll get off easy if you're a woman.
Have sex
well,
with your
man,
sister,
like,
mate.
One
it's hot.
Yeah. Is this the relationship? I thought they were girlfriend and boyfriend, but you
know,
no one to
yeah,
speak.
Definitely, that's, they've got the same mum, definitely.
Okay.
And indeterminate dads.
Legalize it, it's only half weird. Half weird because they're not fully related. It should be normal. Do you know what pisses me off in incest porn? When they say step. And you mention the word step,
fuck
off.
Fucking not edgy.
Yep. Like, what's the point? Are they getting they don't want it to be illegal in certain countries or something? Like, fuck off.
Lol, she's gone back to that piece of shit, hasn't she? Top kick, that's exactly what's happened.
Oh wow, we what?
Lol, what a great mum.
Mm-hmm. Used to go and kill the stepdad or whatever.
Just kill the mum.
Yeah.
This is a typical scaffy thing. His bra straps showing all the time. I'm a big
and
man.
Earrings.
I'm a big man. I'm squinting my face. I'm a big
Look
man.
Look, I'm smiling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Face screwed up, as Akala says.
Mm. Does he?
Anyone screwing their face up can fuck off. Yeah, there's a line in our app where he talks about the niggers in London screwing their face up.
Hey, listen to this bitch. She's smart.
Move to another country. Oh yeah, that's something. That's something Neds and niggers have in common. Obsessed with their trainers and how white they are.
Ah yeah, niggers will kill you if you mark their trainers.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like how you'd really wind up someone in school is to, like, when they're getting dressed for PE, misplace their shoes, they'll go fucking apeshit. Like, steal someone's fucking wallet, but take their shoes and it's fucking on. It's gonna rape her, hopefully. Like our fight.
Oh, sure is.
Rape intensifies. Cycle of violence intensifies.
Yep. Wow, this is extremely fucking realistic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like that video I sent you. It's the girl on top of the guy.
It's so fucking realistic, I can't even believe it, mate. I'm glad that they've done away with the whole pretext of, like, oh, he's a nice guy, you're meant to like.
Yeah, good.
Movie's better now, yeah.
I mean, not good. Yeah, in America, they'd fucking have, like, a redemption arc or some more shit, but no, in Scotland, there's no getting around that everyone's a piece of shit.
Yep.
I don't want a greener kiss, it's a shithole.
It's very funny that you know where that is.
It doesn't narrow it down.
Very funny.
Does not narrow it down.
I know, but it's famous comedy that dogs, you've, I think. Like, been there before or something.
I thought it was in that restaurant that you'd been in, but no, it was the tables that set me up. There's tables in every fucking town in the country. He's going to find his mum overdosed or some edgy bullshit.
Probably.
Oh, and they all have signet rings.
Oh, fucking hell, are you serious?
They all have signet rings that with their initials on it. Yeah, with their initials on it. Yeah, it is. So they can be like, I'm a big man, I'm like a construction worker or something. This is my family signet ring, even though I never met my dad. Now, this reminds me of my gay cousin being caught between his mum and his dad.
Lol.
And it's just lots of drama, people arguing at whose house they're going to, and it's so fucking sad.
Lol. This is fucking pathetic. Liam is a pathetic piece of shit.
It's a good fucking movie because it's 100% realistic.
Yeah.
And this is what like exactly 99% of the human race's life is like. Yep.
If you're once a piece of shit, always a piece of shit. If Lisa had a kid, she would leave the kid and go back to the person who threw bricks at her head every single time.
This is why I support abortion, mate. Lisa, this. You're better off fucking dead than this. Come on, stab. You'll be a big man then. Clyde is a river that separates scaffy people from normal people.
Is there?
Yep.
I like this scene. It's great.
Hopefully he fucking stabs him. Yeah, boy!
Is he stabbing him?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Lol. Lol, it's done him in. He's done him in.
You ain't fucking done him in, mate. Fucking chibi, you cunt. And then, of course, she still goes to him and she just stabbed his fucking mum now. This is another thing that stupid poor people do. When they stab someone intending to kill them, they leave.
Of course,
in the because they're a bunch of fucking pussies. Fucking stab him in the neck so he actually fucking dies, but no, they just...
No.
Oh, because, like, it's half their pussies and half they're fucking stupid and really don't understand how to kill someone because they have no concept of biology.
Yeah.
So they really do think, yeah, that'll probably do him. I mean, like, when you get stabbed, you bleed, right? And that's it. But, like, you could be fine for fucking days without help.
From what my wife has told me, like, the mafia in Korea don't need guns because they're so good at stabbing each other. Like, they're very proficient at killing each other by stabbing each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of good CCTV footage of people just, like, coming up and stabbing someone once in the neck and walking away as they just, like, leak blood everywhere and roll around on the ground and die.
Yep.
Or, like, stabbing someone in the heart through the ribs and they drop like a sack of shit.
What a waste there. That's exactly what the fucking Scottish race is, mate.
There's the title. Yes, Liam, don't you know? It's your sweet 16 title drop. Luke Clay's incest.
And look at her telling the guy that just shoved her down to the ground that she loves him. Typical.
Yep. There's some like cultural legend in Scotland of like a family of incestuous cannibals or something. So it's like part of my cultural heritage.
Bluff my
ass. To fuck your family. and eat people. And something about scaffy areas is there's birds everywhere because people just drop their litter, drop their chips, and birds come and eat it. Well,
I like that movie. It was well done. It was accurate depiction.
Fucking realistic realism. Bitch.
Very good acting. Or not acting, since they probably just literally hired Neds.
Yeah. That's why it was like authentic, since they really were talk like pieces of shit. Which is why, like, you know, when, like, some pretty boy actor in America tries to play a criminal, it's like, But then, like, this is, they're all ugly and fucking stupid and charmless.
It's like half the cast of The Sopranos was, like, previously literally in organized crime and, like, used to be shakedown people. And
yeah, stuff, yeah, so. That's why it's good. That's why it's good. Because they're like, fat wops.
No, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Bravo, what's the name of this cunt? Bravo Loach.
16.
Bravo Loach.
Yeah. You were getting a bit quiet during the end scene there. Were you getting triggered in any regard?
No, I was concentrating. Sorry, mate. Was I too quiet for you?
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
It's not some sort of serious. Well, not really. I don't know. It was suspiciously quiet, and I was like, what's going on here? Some sort of good scene in the movie we're watching? I wasn't sure what was going on. I could only chalk it up to some, like, trauma surface when you're getting ready to shoot yourself with a gun or something.
No, I was just genuinely...
No, it's a good scene, like, in the movie.
It's like, yeah, it's tuning you out and just watching the movie.
Yeah.
Well,
that's one up in Braveheart and Schindler's List. So
yeah.
This is better than Schindler's List.
Because we want to stop talking. Schindler's List.
It's real and it actually happens. It's not made up and fictional.
And I'm very glad this happens every day.
Scottish cinema wins again.
And fuck Scottish people.
Real life, Mitch. Yeah, and all poor people. And all humans. Fuck them all.
Yep.
Is it good? Lovely, didn't we? Stopping the carding freezing.